Emergency Services Minister and Deputy Premier Peter Ryan to speak to. Good morning, Deputy Premier.
Good morning, Matt.
First of all, let's ask the simple bottom line question. How much is all this going to cost the state of Victoria?
Well, it'll cost the state of Victoria up to $750 million, and that'll be based around the $500 million which the distributors, SP AusNet and PowerCore, will be contributing by way of the work that they will do. And then we, as a government, are going to increase our existing allocation of $50 million, which is already in our forward estimates. Over the period of 10 years, that will increase to $250 million, and that'll bring our package to $750 million up to that figure. And in addition to that, we're seeking $250 million from the Commonwealth to assist with the work in relation to the undergrounding of the lines, or the work that is otherwise done to deal with the issues to do with the SWIR lines in particular and the 22 kV lines.
Deputy Premier, I hope you'll forgive me for being frank with this question, but a lot of people will suspect that the state government has released its response at this time so that you're dealing with people like me who are perhaps not the most expert interviewers, who are perhaps not going to ask the most pointed questions that you might get from a more experienced and qualified radio presenter. How do you respond to those sort of ideas?
Well, Matt, I think you're doing yourself a disservice for a start.
I
but
don't.
Apart from that, I assure you, Matt, there are many occasions where people who are expert at what they do, if you wish to put yourself in a lesser category, and I don't think you are, but there'll be plenty of people continuing to ask the questions, and we welcome the questions because, as David in his call has said, this is a start that we have made. It is in response to the recommendations by the Royal Commission. It is on the basis of our having accepted all six of the recommendations also made to us by the Powerline Bushfire Safety Task Force, and so we are proud of the fact that we are now instigating a process which will see a reduction of up to 64% of the risk of fires that were started as a result of the failure of power line assets. And remembering, Matt, that something in the order of 119 of the 173 people who died that terrible day, Black Saturday, they died as the result, it is thought, of the failure of the power line assets. So we have accepted the recommendation and we are actually getting on with doing the work to instigate it.
You're the member for a rural or at least semi-rural electorate. How do you think local people feel about what might be some fairly radical changes to the way they live in terms of trees being cut back near power lines and disruptions to their power supply as this project gets underway?
Look, I think they're accepting of it, Matt, because people have come to understand we are in a different world. Things have changed. They change forever. Really, back on the Ash Wednesday fires in 83, when recommendations were made around these issues and nothing's been done. The recommendations have now been made out of the Commission's work after Black Saturday in the 09 fires, and we are actually getting into it now. We are going to do it. And I think the fact that we have the government now committed to this, we have significant funds committed to it, I think people in the regional areas accept that the world has changed and that these steps will improve their quality of life in the sense that primacy of life should be the main aim, making sure that people are kept safe. And that's what the implementation of these recommendations from the task force, that is what we will be doing.
People were already getting used to the idea of their power bills going up before the state government announced its response to the report. What sort of effect is it going to have on people's power bills now?
Well, Matt, it'll be in the first year, next year it'll be about $1.30 for the year, rising to, by the 11th year, it will be about $13.60 per year. So, yes, it's an increase. I think it's reasonable. It is reasonable to describe it as a modest increase. And I think particularly in a context, as I say, where we had such an appalling loss of life on that dreadful day, almost 3 years ago, to think now that we are going to be putting into place over this period of the next decade, as recommended by the Commission, a series of steps which is going to lessen significantly by anything up to 64% the threat of that happening again and costing lives, I think that's something that is to be recognised, is to be applauded actually. We are making a start. It is going to take time. We recognise that. Commission knew it would, the task force knew it would, but we're making a start and we're very proud of the fact that we're doing so.
A lot of people will say they've waited long enough. Just how soon will they see manpower on the ground making a start?
Well, one of the recommendations from the task force was that a group be established to oversight, if you like, the way in which all this happens, and we're doing that early into the new year. The head of Secretary of Department of Premier and Cabinet, she will chair this group, and it will comprise the people who have the expertise to give us the specific direction in relation to what we do by moving forward with the recommendations by the Commission over the next 10 years. In addition to that, the work will commence early new year, you know, with regard to the work that's to be undertaken by the two distributors. And of course, over this bushfire season, commencing specifically on the 23rd of January, the Fire Services Commissioner has been doing a lot of work with the Director of Electricity Victoria to initiate the processes which are going to see some changes this year in the way in which the automatic circuit reclosers operate. And that this year, this season, will mean on the code red days the prospect of some interruption to supply, but we think nevertheless the trade-off is a valid one. For heaven's sake, if we're going to save lives out of this, and that's what history tells us we will be doing, I think it's a relatively small part to play. And in addition to that, of course, we have this separate figure of $40 million, which will be there to be able to assist people to have replacement forms of protection for the capacity to generate power in the event that they do lose it.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Pleasure.
Emergency Services Minister and Deputy Premier Peter Ryan there talking about his government's response to the Bushfire Powerline Prevention Task Force report.